This is Halloween. This is Halloween. 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 It's Halloween. Everybody hail to the pumpkin song.
That was my like scream.
Oh, I thought you were just cheering for yourself.
Happy.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
It is spooky day. Like, we've been talking about spooky season all spooky season long, but here we are. Yeah. We've arrived at spooky day.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Ever since we've started doing October series, I feel like I fully enjoy the season. Like,
whoa.
Every like, holiday, every time it's over, I'm like, ugh, sad. I feel like I didn't experience it.
Yeah.
But because of October series and because all month we're, yes, like, getting scared, uh-huh, like, I'm ready to move on. You know what I mean?
It's so weird that you say that because I completely agree. I have been fully immersed in Halloween for like well over a month now.
Yeah.
And I have watched the spooky stories. I also, since I moved, I go on walks regularly with my dog, Chloe, because I don't have a backyard.
Yeah.
And I go through the neighborhood where all the lights are out and, yeah, like, everyone's decorated. And the neighborhood behind me just did a great job of really decorating.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've really enjoyed it. I've made all the pumpkin things.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to go to a pumpkin patch tonight. Like, there's so many things. I'm actually ready.
Did you go to Universal this year?
No, I meant to a couple times.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be honest. I think I'm too tired for a lot of life things right,
yeah,
now.
I feel that in such a real way.
Like, I know people that went last weekend and they invited me and I was like, no part of me wants to go.
Yeah.
And I usually enjoy, I don't enjoy like some of the mazes because some of them are too intense, but I love walking around and like getting a hot beverage and like doing the rides and some of the mazes, but not all of them. But like, I usually enjoy that, but it just sounded too exhausting.
Yeah. Well,
I am 32 now and I, you know, I'm just, sleep is my priority.
Yeah, I feel that, girl.
Lately. That's where I'm at.
I'm so excited for today's episode, although I'm always sad October series ends.
I know.
I also am, like, ready to start, like, empowering people again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do love that, like, this is, like, a fun little blurb.
Yeah.
You know? And then we, like, get back to,
yeah,
our like, fun, loving community. But I love our wild side.
I also love
this being our wild side.
We have a lot of like softies that listen, mm-hmm, to us. You know, I'm a softie too. And so not all softies love Halloween and love like scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I love like the people that are just like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I have to leave.
Oh my God.
I'll come back.
Me and my sister obviously both have podcasts and we quit like trying to keep up with each other's content a while,
yeah,
ago. But she, like, every once in a while will listen. I'll every once in a while listen to hers. She will not listen,
no, yeah,
to October series because, yeah, it's too much for her. So,
I don't think, like, my mom can do it either.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a, yeah, lot. And we understand that.
For sure. So, yeah, we're going to freaking get into this. I know me and
Wait,
Ash.
Wait, I have a fun update.
You have an update.
I have a fun update. I don't know if you guys remember, but our friend Lexi used to work for the podcast.
Yes, 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 yes.
And she sent in like a fun little little short that I'm not going to read, but she had the craziest experience. And I wanted to share because I just thought it was so crazy that it happened to her. She was in Seattle recently with a friend and she went to Halloween Town.
Yes.
Because she's a Halloween Town fanatic. Like, it's her favorite movie.
No, it's so
she
cute.
She could probably watch it 20 times during the month of October.
We put it on the other day when we were all at your house.
Yeah.
And she was like, I look over at her at one point and she's mouthing,
yeah,
everything the characters, yeah, are saying. And
she's,
I was like, oh,
such
this is
a
real
fan. So her and her old college roommate, her college roommate lives in Seattle. They had a whole weekend and they made a whole weekend out of it. They went out, they had like fun dinners, and then they went to Halloween Town. And then right around like dusk, I think, they're like walking around this lake that was really pretty. It was kind of like during sunset. And they see all this commotion. And, well, like, not a lot of commotion, just a little commotion. Like, oh, what's going on over,
yeah,
there in the bushes? A body came out of the water. And they witnessed it.
A body came out, like, floated up?
Yeah.
Like a dead body.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, I've always wondered how I would... Well, first of all, that's so sad. I hope they figure out
what happened
to that person.
Very terrifying.
But, like, I used to be obsessed with that show Bones. Did you ever watch it?
Yes.
Love that show. And,
How's she doing? She should do more things now.
I know, she really should. This is a total side note, but I know... It took me a while to figure out her and Zooey Deschanel are sisters.
They don't look alike.
They don't really. But there was a couple crossover episodes where she came as her, like, weird cousin in one episode. And it was so fun watching them interact because I'm like, they're probably having so much fun.
I'm sure.
But anyways, sorry, side note. I always wonder because at the beginning of every episode is someone finding or discovering the, like, dead body for that episode, right?
Yeah.
And I've always wondered how I would react, because usually people react by, like, screaming or throwing up or, like, running.
Yeah.
And I'm just so curious if I would, like, be frozen or if I would just go straight into, like, calling 911 and, like, proactive, or if I would, like, panic. I don't know.
It's so funny you say that, because she called me and it was, like, right after it had happened.
Was she okay?
And my first question was, like, are you okay? Because obviously... people take care of that, not Lexi.
Other
people handle that.
Yeah.
But I was like, are you okay? Because that's a big, that's a pretty traumatic thing. And she was like, I don't think it's hit me yet.
Dude, I
and
bet.
I asked her recently because I saw her the other day. I was like, dude, that was pretty crazy. Or has it, like, did it bother you in any way? And she was like, I still don't know if it's hit me yet. She said it felt like such an out of body, not real experience.
Yeah.
So yeah, kind of crazy.
Dude, that's freaking nuts. That's nuts. Well, also that it's, like, there where it's, like, Halloween town, like, witches.
Yeah, like, it was, like, they even did, like, not a – you know how L.A. has the haunted hayride? I think they had something like that in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
That they went to also. So they were, like, this was just the cherry on top to, like, a very spooky weekend.
Yeah.
And it was just – they were both, like, wow, this is so surreal that this just happened.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought it was crazy because it one of our own, you know?
No, like, that's, like, real.
Yeah.
It's always scarier when it's somebody that, like, you know.
All of a sudden, it's not just a story.
And someone who, like, you believe. Like, not that you don't believe other people's stories, but I think, like, I've done for every story that's been read, I rationalize it as,
it's
not real.
Or they protect maybe myself. They exaggerated a little bit. Or, you know.
No.
We've all done it.
For sure. That's nuts. Well, should we talk about anything else? Are you doing... anything for Halloween?
I don't really have. There's a couple parties going on, but again, I'm in my, like, stay at home season. So,
but aren't you and your boyfriend are going, like, all out, right?
Yes,
we are
going
as, at least
we're going as
pictures.
The Bridgerton couple.
Are you going to something?
I haven't decided yet.
I would. I think even, like, what I've realized,
I will take photos.
I'll put effort and get ready.
Yeah.
And I want to take the pictures, but, like, I just went to a Halloween party the other day and didn't help that I had a flight the next morning at, like, 6 a.m. But I was so pumped and I got ready, took pictures, all this stuff. By the time I actually got to the party, I was done. Yeah. I was so tired. And it was so, like, the party was beautiful. It was perfect. But I was just so tired. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm old.
This is where we're at in life. This is 30, everyone.
Well, I
will definitely be taking pictures, but will I go out? I don't know. That's the question. I feel like a lot of the parties or a couple of the parties that I might go to are on the west side, which is such a trek.
It's such
a trek. And then if you're drinking in any way, then that means you have to Uber, which just makes it feel even more like a trek. So I don't know. We'll see.
I'll probably, like, trick or treat with my niece and nephew.
Watch me end up going to the neighborhood behind me and just walk around. Wait, can I just say... this was a really fun October series.
It was.
Before we get into it, I just want to say thank you, everyone who supported us, to our fun, loving, spooky season, loving
people.
Everyone
who bought merch.
Yes.
We really appreciate it.
Who sent in stories. Yes. This is so much fun. We talk about this all the time, but I cannot get over how much you guys love this series. It means the world to us. And we just love how hard you go for it because we love going hard for it too. We love you guys.
We love you.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Well, I think we're gonna, like, both do a short and both do a real story.
Yeah, so sit down.
Which my short is, like, a real story. Like, I feel like it's long enough to be a long one, but it's also, like, it's good.
Grab a blanket, pour yourself a glass
of
wine.
Mine's kind of beautiful. Should I start and, like, we'll ease our way in?
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's good.
All right.
Wait, hold on. Let me get comfy.
Okay. Pull up your chair.
Chair.
I feel like
you sounded Boston there. Chair. For a second.
October series episodes. I always come in just like comfortable bottoms. Like I'm barefoot right now in my like biker shorts because I just have to be so comfortable to handle.
That's hilarious because everything. I have a shoot after this, and I almost came in the fit because I was like, oh, like. It would just be more efficient to wear the clothes. And then I was like, but I'm going to record today and I can't wear a skirt. Like, that's not
scary.
Nah. Yeah. Like, why would I come in boots and a skirt? So I literally showed up in leggings.
I love that.
I was like, no.
I love that for you.
My routine.
Same page, same page. Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Okay, I'm not going to say the title of this because I feel like I just want us to like immerse, 100%. Okay? All right. I've never been able to remember my dreams. I always have really intense ones, and then as soon as I wake up, they're gone forever. Sometimes I can hold on to moments long enough to look up what they might symbolize on a dream interpreter website, but nothing is ever substantial, which, by the way, we still need to do.
We still need to do our dream series. Yeah.
Note to self. Okay. When my dad died, I really started to have issues falling asleep. I think it was because the day he passed, after all the insanity of the day, I slept on my parents' couch in our giant living room alone. My dog was cuddled up next to me, but I wasn't in my bed. I wasn't in my room, and I no longer had a dad. My world had shifted in seconds, and sleep was something that felt impossible from then on out. I would lie awake just trying to remember him, to remember his voice, his laugh, his clothes, anything. Eventually, I'd fall asleep, but it was always darkness. Until the night, it wasn't. I don't know exactly when this was, but I know it was within the first 2 weeks of him passing because I was still laying on the couch at my parents' house. I went to sleep and immediately knew that I was in a dream. I was very conscious that this wasn't real, but it felt real. I remember walking into my parents' room. I remember seeing my dad. He was dressed in his coral Tommy Bahama silk shirt. That's such a dad shirt.
Yeah.
That he would wear on Easter Sunday with his khaki pants. I knew this outfit. I loved this outfit. The man had terrible fashion sense, so this was a good one that he would repeat. I remember thinking that seeing him couldn't be possible, but there he was, packing a suitcase. I remember putting my hand in his suitcase and asking him to stop. I asked him not to leave. Oh, my gosh. Making me emotional. I told him he needed to stay home. I knew what I was really asking him. I couldn't handle the reality of him leaving forever. I wasn't ready to have him not around. I needed him still. We all needed him. I will never be able to forget looking up at my dad's face in my dream. He was smiling. He looked so at peace and so happy. And he looked at me with that smile and told me that, this is so, sorry. And told me that he had to go, he would be okay, and it was time. I said okay and woke up. I cried on the couch. I let it out and just felt it all. I finally was able to get a hold of myself, and I checked my phone. It was almost 3 a.m. Right then, our front door opened, and my brother stumbled into the living room. I could tell he had been out drinking with his friends, and I figured he'd just go into his room and crash on his bed. Instead, he sat down on the floor next to our couch and pet my dog, who had run up to greet him. He didn't know I was awake. I watched as he hugged my dog, and then I watched as he started crying into my dog. He was holding him so tight and just losing it. I immediately got up and ran over to him and held him while he cried. We sat like that for a while in silence, with tears together. Once he stopped crying, he looked at me and said, "Alex, I saw Dad in my dream last night." My heart stopped. He continued. He was walking out the door with a suitcase.
Oh. I'm not well.
What?
I'm like sobbing. Okay. With a suitcase. I asked him not to go, but he told me he had to. I really tried to get him to stay, but he was happy and he said he needed to leave.
He hugged me. I got to hug Dad in my dream, and I felt all of it. It was real. I burst into tears, and I told him about the dream I had not 30 minutes earlier, and we laughed and cried together before finally heading to bed. I fell asleep immediately. Right after the one-year anniversary of losing my dad, I got sick with COVID. It was really bad, and I felt like I wasn't going to get better. I was alone in quarantine and couldn't remember what it felt like to feel good. I couldn't stop thinking about how my dad must have felt in the hospital when he was sick. I put a lot of negative, anxious thoughts in my head, and it made me feel even worse. And at night, it was especially horrible. I rarely went to bed before 4 or 5 a.m. because of how bad my mind was racing. I tried sleeping pills, supplements, and I would even talk to my dad every day. I would ask for a sign, for guidance, for anything. I just wanted to know I was going to get better. One night, I was able to fall asleep earlier than usual, and while I don't remember the actual dream I had, I remember the feeling that I was not alone. I immediately woke up and shot up in bed, and my dad was there. He was standing next to my bed. I saw him. He was smiling. He had on his white old work shirt and his blue robe that he had worn my whole life. I was so caught off guard that I froze. I didn't know what to do or what I was allowed to do. I took him in while we stared at each other, and then out of fear, I laid back down and shut my eyes. When I opened them and sat up again, he was gone. I looked down at my dog, who was still sound asleep in bed next to me, and wished I had a way to know if that had been real or not. It felt real since I was physically upright in my bed. My eyes had been open. I had seen everything, and he was there. Now all that I saw was my coat rack with a white hoodie hung above a gray hoodie and a black beanie on top. I laid down, hugged my dog, and told my dad it was nice to see him and thanked him because somehow I knew from then on I was going to be okay. Why am I this wrecked me. Okay. I don't like thinking of these instances as scary or negative in any way. They are super strange, and I still don't know what to make of them.
Not the tears on your laptop.
Because I keep getting closer because my eyes, I can't see. Oh, shoot. They are super strange, and I still don't know what to make of them, but I haven't forgotten them. I forget all of my dreams. Remember, so these must not have been dreams. I also like knowing that his coral Tommy Bahama silk shirt now lives in my closet, and I do not move those hoodies or that beanie in case my dad ever wants to come visit again, and I hope he does. I am not well.
I'm really
That's
trying to hold it together.
The most beautiful thing, and it's so funny because, like, well, first of all, obviously, like, if you guys are like, why is she so emotional? This is one of my friends that, like, wrote in. Well, we both know her well. So that's why, like, we were just – it's crazy that you were talking about Lexi's thing. Yeah. And we were talking about, like, when it's someone close to you.
Oh, it's so different.
Like, I know her. And I know that she is not a touchy-feely person or one that's – like, she doesn't like Disney. She doesn't like she's not this, like, imaginative, squishy person. Like, she
doesn't live,
like,
in her own fantasy or anything like that.
And so I remember when she told me about this when it happened, I was like, oh, my gosh, you know? Because it's like, I think everyone goes through things where they're like, what to believe and what to not.
Yeah.
But, like, this is such a I want – these are areas where I choose to believe, like, that it's real. That, like – It's beautiful, and it can be people that are just, like, communicating to you, like, I'm okay, like, you're going to be okay, you know?
Oh, 100%. And I know we go off all the time on spooky stories and being terrified and, like, this isn't real. But I have had a handful of people in my life that I've known, and I'll go ahead and add Alex to this category of people that have had experiences that have no reason to lie, that I don't know to be liars, that don't exaggerate, that don't make stuff up, and that truly seemed like it impacted them in, like, a really strong way. And I do believe that it's real. And I do believe, like, I personally believe in God, and I believe in a loving God. And I think he would allow, like, I think he would allow that. And I think yeah. I think that was her dad's way of letting them know that he's okay and that they can like continue living.
Yeah.
You know, like he as a dad, like he probably wants them to continue living life and to feel like to not let like this like really hold yeah. them back from yeah. living. And I think that was his way of letting them know. Which is
so beautiful.
That reminds me of the first story I read. It literally wrecked me too. That was
no, literally same. So I just felt like this was like a nice like break where it still is like in that spooky realm, but like so beautiful.
Yeah.
And so hopefully this will counteract the rest of this episode. Yeah. We might be crying again for other emotions. But...
Oh, my God.
Ooh, wow, that really got me. I still have tears on my laptop.
You had like five teardrops on your laptop.
My computer just goes like...
It just fizzles out.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, man. Thanks, Alex, for just, you know, ruining and making me cry.
For wrecking our makeup.
Cry into the microphone for everyone to hear. Hope you enjoyed the sniffles.
I feel like they've definitely heard that before. That's not a new thing.
Me cries every episode.
Well, okay.
On another note,
Mine's about to take us in a very opposite direction. So let's go ahead and like prepare ourselves for that.
Yeah.
This one is titled The Haunting of the Bloody Boy.
No, thank you.
And here we go.
No, thank you. I'm going to just go home. You can read the rest.
Let's get into it. They write. So my aunt has always thought that she was some sort of portal, she adds in quotes.
What's a portal? Oh, like people can, things portal. Can come through her?
Portal.
I don't like that.
Because she has had many encounters with spirits and the supernatural. They had all been positive until this happened to her. To start with, her house was set up so when you were sitting on the couch, you could see straight into her 3-year-old son's room.
Wait.
So I'm going to say that again.
Oh, so in the living room, if you're on the couch, you could see into...
Correct. The bedroom. Yes. Okay. Her house is set up so that if you're sitting on the couch in the living room, you can see directly into her son's room.
Got it.
One day, she noticed some movement, so she looked into her son's room and saw Liam stand up from his crib and hug the air. Then sat down and started screaming. She ran into his room and asked him what was wrong. He then exclaimed, "The boy was bloody." She was confused and scared, so she picked him up and they went to the park for a while so that he could calm down. On another occasion, they were laying on her bed and Liam pointed to the ceiling and said, "There's the bee." She's thinking, "Great, there's a bee in the house now. I gotta make sure it doesn't sting us." But when Liam continued talking, he adds, "The boy." He said once again, she was freaked out, so she jokingly asked the boy, in quotes, to go away, and she turned on a movie. On another occasion, she woke up at like 2 a.m. to the smoke alarm going off, and her son shaking her leg, crying, and he says, "The bloody boy made me do it. I didn't mean to. He made me." She runs out to the kitchen and sees what Liam had done. He had taken a lighter, put it in the microwave, and started the microwave.
Oh my gosh.
Obviously, the microwave blew up and the lighter was laying on the floor burning. After a few too many occurrences, she moved and had her house saged. P.S. She hasn't had any problems since. Anyways, thank you for reading my creepy story. I love the podcast and would freak out if you read it on the podcast. Thank you guys so much. Love, Candace.
Ew. I don't like that.
A bloody boy made him... start a fire in the house.
Okay, y'all are making me not want to have kids, and I want to have kids.
If any, yeah, I 100%
all
agree
these
with that.
Like, "Mommy, we're gonna die."
Yeah, like, all these bloody boys telling me to start a house fire.
I hate that.
Ugh. Nope.
Hate it.
No.
Hate it.
You're done.
Wow. Well, I hope you are freaking out because we are freaking out.
Yeah. Wow. I read that and have had it, I see it. I can't unsee it.
It's funny. I every time like people are like, "Oh, what was your favorite
October series that you've read, I'm like, I don't have a favorite. I just have the ones that still haunt me.
That's so funny you say that, because I think I mentioned this a couple episodes ago. I had a fall party at the top of October.
Yes.
And I had a bunch of friends over.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was talking about the October series. I was low-key hyping myself up and was like, guys, like, this is a really great podcast. You should listen to it. And one of the girls was like, oh my God, you should send me your favorite episode. Do you have one? And I was like, I don't know if I have a favorite, but I have one that I think about all the time. And I was like, it's the cornfield in Iowa. Corn party in a cornfield in Iowa. I forget the exact title. I was like, but it's this story because I think about it constantly.
Yeah, that was
and anytime I see someone with the different colored eyes, I think about that story.
Yeah.
So I ended up sending it to her and I was like, Once you read it, you're undone.
Will always be the red keyhole. That freaking, because I didn't get it right away.
Yeah, when it
and
hit.
And then once it hit, I was like, No.
Because both of us, it hit later. It took like a solid, I think it was like 5 Mississippi seconds. And then we both go, no.
Dude, oh.
Oof, chills. Oh. If you have not listened to our other October series throughout the years, do yourself a favor this Halloween. If you got no plans, start from the beginning. Work your way through. Yeah. It is so worth it. They are so good. And their stories, again, that you guys send in that you've experienced, that makes it 10 times worse.
I will say, like, I'm always surprised when people are like, oh, I've listened to all your episodes like 3 times. I'm like, I don't listen to podcast episodes more than once. Mm-hmm. So I'm always like so honored by that. But I will say our October series, I would, because they're almost like movies. So like, just like you watch your same like spooky movies every year, like I feel like they're the type that you could like watch twice or listen to.
I haven't re-listened to podcasts except for a couple of the My Favorite Murder podcasts. Some of the beginning ones were unreal, I've listened to them a few times because again, it's like a movie.
Yeah, it's like
crazy.
A movie. Okay, so let's get into, by the way, is yours a real story?
Yes.
It is, mine too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, this one does not have a title. It's just October series.
October series.
Exclamation point.
Okay. Whisper.
Hello, Ashley and Taryn. I am a new listener.
Oh my God, hello.
Welcome. So new that I have no idea whose voice is whose.
Oh, what a fun place to be in.
I know.
She Solution, said, follow us on Instagram YouTube.
I'm the redhead with a heart of gold. She's, describe yourself.
The fun-loving blonde with a lot of personality.
Okay. Okay.
I'm so bad at like on the spot anything.
Like, fun,
my mind, I don't even know how to explain it. Like my mind goes blank and I just run out. I don't know what to say.
It wasn't
especially about myself.
It wasn't what you said. It was the way, like if you think about the words you were saying, but your tone.
If I could my brain when it works like this, like you ask me a question, it goes blank. And then literally the words just come up and I go, fun, I'm blonde, and I'm a good time.
I have
all my dating profiles.
Yeah. Okay. But one of you mentioned My Favorite Murder on an episode, and I knew I was in the right place.
It's probably me.
So your October series is right up my alley. I'm so excited, and I hope I'm not too late submitting the story, but it's 100% worth it. I'd like to stay anonymous, but you can call me Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hi. I will preface this by letting you know that I am a solo truck driver. Yes, a female truck driver.
It happened.
Shut the frick up.
It happened.
Shut the frick up.
I literally have the same story.
You didn't move it into your thing.
I did. It's in Ashley's stories.
No, I moved it into Taryn's stories.
It's moved into Ashley's stories also.
Oh, no. Wait.
It's okay. I have another one.
We need a moment.
We do.
We have been doing this podcast for 3 years.
Yeah.
And we always, that was our biggest fear in the beginning. And it's never happened until this point.
Oh, my God.
So, Jay congratulations. You win the golden ticket.
Been waiting to show up to record with the same story.
How did you not catch it with what I said in the beginning?
I was like, maybe not, maybe not, maybe not, maybe not. And then officially, yes.
No freaking way.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Wait, can I continue or do you want this one?
No, you definitely continue because I have another one I can read.
Okay. Do you need a second to like gather?
That's so funny because now it says Taryn's stories, but it's in Ashley's stories.
Weird, because when I pulled it, when did you pull it?
I pulled it like late last night.
I pulled it today. Weird. It must have like, but how would it stay there?
I don't know. I don't know.
It was meant to happen.
Google got us.
It was meant to happen.
It's okay. It's okay. Because you know what's interesting is I was reading more this morning and I favorited another one and moved it into my folder that is Supernatural. So now we have both.
Okay.
Cool. It works out, guys. We're fine.
Okay. So I'll continue. Yeah. So I'm a female truck driver. We do exist. I'm on the road, which means I drive, or OTR, which I thought would mean on the road, but it could mean something totally different, which means I drive across country, and I only go home to North Carolina once every 3 months. Mm-hmm. Whenever I have downtime or time out of the truck, I usually get a rental car and explore the city I'm in, and that's where my story begins. Oh, you're not going to be like shocked with what I say.
I know, but
it's
they
still
will.
So creepy.
They will. Yeah. I remember reading it and I had chills.
Yeah. Okay. One Sunday evening, I was out driving around a small town in Nebraska looking for a place to grab some dinner and take back to my hotel. Of course, I'm not familiar with this area, but Google is my best friend at times like this. I found a cute diner and called in to place my to-go order. When I arrived, the sun was setting and it was starting to get dark. On my way into the restaurant, a tiny lady was heading out. I held the door open for her and she didn't seem to notice me. At first, I thought this was rude because you could have at least said thanks, but I wrote it off as they just do things different over here. Shrug. Yeah.
It's not hard to say thank you.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest pet peeves.
Oh, when I, it's so funny because I'm like, I'm always like, it's not that I expect or I need people to say thank you, but then I'm like, well, maybe I do because it does like trigger me.
Yeah, it's just like I went out of my way to do something polite. The least you could say is thank you. It takes a breath.
Yeah.
A breath. Yeah. You don't even have to look at me when you do it. Just say it. Yeah. You know?
Just say it.
Okay.
I got my order and started back to my car. Parking was along the street, so there were cars in front and behind you instead of on the left and right. As I'm walking up toward the car, I unlock the doors a few feet beforehand so I can just hop in. I get in, start the engine, check my rear view, and the tiny lady is directly behind me in her car, lit up red from my taillights. We made eye contact, and she starts viciously shaking her head, and she stepped out of her car. Mm-mm. I turn the car off and just stared at her. Mm-mm. Was that gesture for me? I waited a beat, but she didn't move or say anything else. So I started the car again and took another look at her. This time, her hands were above her head and waving. Mm. She started to walk towards my driver's side door.
Don't open it.
As she got closer, I could see her eyes were glass. From crying, maybe? Possibly drugs? I rolled down the window as she approached to ask her if she was okay. Before I could get out a word, though, she spoke in an almost normal voice that did not match her facial expression. Hey, girly, oh my gosh, it's good to see you. I started to tell her she must have me confused with someone else because I've never been to the city before. But before I could, she said, you get out here and give me a hug. As I'm looking at her, I can see the absolute fear in her eyes now. I turned the car off and I stepped out thinking something must be wrong with this lady and maybe she needs help. Which, by the way, is so brave. I feel like
I don't think I would have gotten out. I would have cracked the window and been like,
I don't know you. Get away from my car and driven off. Like, yeah, probably 100%. Because I'm so paranoid about everything.
Yeah.
Outside of the car, I seem to get a grip on what I just did. I'm standing in the middle of the street with a strange woman in a town I know nothing about in the dark. I still muster up the strength to ask, do you need help? Without warning, she grabbed a handful of my shirt and pulled me into a bear hug. My first reaction was to push her away, of course, but the more I struggle, the tighter she wraps her arms around me. I was stuck. She then turns her face towards mine, her mouth so close to my ear I can feel her rapid breath. Suddenly, she scream whispers, "There's a man in your car."
Oh my God.
I know. I stopped struggling. My blood ran cold. I couldn't speak. I could only stare at her in shock as she pulls away. I'm not from here. I don't know a single soul, and there was a man in my car. Sensing my fear, the lady, whose name I later found out was Jan, squared her shoulders and said in a booming voice, still in that conversational way, "Is that your husband in the back seat?" Making the soon-to-be murderer aware that she knows he's there. All at once, the back door swung open and a large man stepped out and books it.
Oh my God.
Nope.
Jan.
Nope. Seeing him made it too real. I want to think I'm a tough cookie. I listen to all the true crime podcasts. I know how to protect myself. I wish I could tell you I ran after him or cursed him out or something, but I still could not move. Again, Jan took the reins and did not let fear hold her back. She called the police and stayed with me until they arrived. They never found the guy, but it's safe to say that he did not just need a ride and definitely did not have good intentions. Luckily, there was Jan to the rescue.
Oh my God.
There I was thinking this lady was in danger and needed saving, but it was she who saved me. I hope I wrote this well enough, and don't worry, I no longer roam random cities at night alone. I still get my rental and go around and explore new places just in the daylight. I'm so glad I found this podcast. Thank you, ladies, for all you do. Love, Jay. Love, Jay.
Wow.
When I tell you, that is my biggest fear.
The way the plot turns, like, I remember reading that, and I was like, this idiot, why would she get out of the car?
Yeah.
Like, I remember specifically feeling that way. I was like, this little woman is the pawn because she's going to get you out of your car, and then people are going to either kidnap you or steal your car. Like,
that's what I was waiting for.
That's exactly what I thought was going to happen. But Jan is a little hero.
I know.
And knew. And she helped. Like, a lot of people, I think, would just be so frozen in fear. They wouldn't know what to do. They would, like, honk, or they would, like, maybe call the cops and be like, but, like, not really know how to handle it. But she literally went over there and saved her life.
Yeah.
That's insane.
No, I literally was the same thing. I was like, no, don't get out of the car. Don't get out of the car.
Yeah, but clearly she was supposed to. Like, I think it was maybe like one of those gut instincts. You know, obviously it felt uncomfortable. She didn't necessarily want to get out of the car, but maybe it was just one of those gut things. She obviously needed to get out.
Also, can we talk about how brilliant it is that she got her out of the car before she said anything?
Yeah, like, she was thinking so clearly.
Because if you think about it, if she were to just be like, there's a man behind you, he could have easily, like,
strangled her,
got her neck and been like, driver, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, maybe he had a gun. Maybe he had a weapon.
This is a PSA. We learn this all the time with statistics, with crime stories.
Yeah.
They usually, when someone has a gun, it's less likely that they're actually going to shoot you, but that they're using it as a scare tactic.
Yeah, they're trying to force you to do something. Yeah.
So not that if this happens and you get shot, I'm sorry. don't
not
listen to me for that.
Disclaimer.
But I know for me, I would much rather die quickly in that moment than have someone kidnap me and do unspeakable things to me.
For sure.
So I feel like whenever someone's like, has a gun or a knife on you or something, and it's like, move, like, go, or I'm gonna, like, shoot you. It's always better to just, like, scream, drop to the floor, run, like, whatever it is.
Take the,
like,
shot. Do odds are they're not a good shot, so.
Hopefully. Or, like, usually they're not gonna do it because they're in public and people would see them and they don't want to get caught.
And usually in those situations, not always, but usually, it's more of a, like, they're desperate for money or they're desperate for the car or whatever, and they're just trying to scare you. I would much rather take a bullet and try to survive that than go with them wherever the hell they're trying to take me.
Absolutely not. Oh, my gosh. So
I'm so glad you're alive. I'm so glad you trusted your gut. I'm so glad you got out of the car. I literally would have driven off and then died.
I check my car every time I get in.
100%, especially at night.
Yeah.
Ever since I started my first job, I remember having to leave late at night and walk to my car. And my boss, I remember so clearly, was like, he was very good at walking everyone to their cars. Guys, girls, didn't matter. We were all young. We were like working at a sandwich shop. And he would always make sure, he was like, hey, you should always check under your car. Mm-hmm. You should always check the back seat and like try to check like from a distance. So you're not like, you know, yeah. peering underneath the car, like in close quarters, yeah. just like as you're walking up, like look down. And I've done that ever since.
Yeah, I usually, so the second I open my car door, then the light shoots on in my car.
Yeah.
So like I open, glance, and then I get in and I turn around and glance.
Yeah.
Because I try to get in my car as fast as I can and yeah. lock the doors.
Same.
But I also try to do a glance right before so that I don't like go into.
Yeah. Which is, it's so funny because she said she unlocked it from a little ways away so that she could just hop right in.
Yeah.
He must have so quickly and stealth-like.
Yeah.
Like he, was he planning? Was he waiting by the car?
Maybe he was like waiting to pounce on her, but then when he heard the door unlocked, he just went with it.
Yeah. Wild. And Jan witnessed the whole thing.
Freaking Jan, man.
Yeah.
What a hero.
I want to be like Jan.
Literally. I know. That's
fearless.
What I'm like. There's so many times I'll like see something, but then I'm like, did I see something?
Right. You like second guess.
And like it's stuff like this that I hear that I'm like, oh, she's such a hero.
But also she was in the prime position of not only being directly behind them, but sitting comfortably like in
yeah.
her car where it was quieter.
Yeah.
Watched the man get in the car in front of her and then watched the woman who opened the door.
Yeah.
For her, like, get in.
Yeah, no, for sure. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's terrifying. Oof.
Crazy. Okay.
Okay. Okay, y'all.
Everybody, this is officially the last story of October series.
Yes.
Dun,
yes,
dun,
yes,
dun.
Yes, yes, yes.
And obviously it was meant to be read, so.
I know. I know. It was meant to be. Okay, I'm not going to say the title.
Okay.
And we're just going to dive right in. Come on.
You know what it is? I have really bad allergies, so my sinuses drain, and it tickles my throat and
Wait,
makes me cough.
Can we have a tangent for a second?
Yeah.
I watched a TikTok this morning because mine have been horrible.
Me too.
My sisters have been horrible. My dad's debilitating, literally.
Yeah.
My mom's feeling dizzy, and my boyfriends are really bad too. Like, everyone I'm talking to is saying their allergies are insane. I watched a TikTok today talking about how L.A., in an effort to not have to clean up as often, only planted male trees.
What does that mean?
Female trees produce fruit. Male trees produce pollen.
What the crap?
So in an effort to not have to clean up all the fruit that falls on the floor because it's so annoying, LA only planted male trees.
What the crap? Are they trying to kill us?
Which means if there's even a gust of wind, all the pollen's going to go flying. If there's even a slight weather change, all the pollen goes flying. And here's the kicker. Here's what killed me. And the guy, I'll send it to you because it was the way he said it was perfect. He was like, what's amazing is if they had planted all female trees, there wouldn't have been male trees to pollinate them and there wouldn't have been fruit.
What
so
dummy
they
was in charge
the
of that?
They did the exact opposite of what they should
oh
have done.
Oh my gosh.
So like, it makes sense that literally everyone out here has the worst allergies, and it's because we're living in a pollen community. Like, we're surrounded by pollen. It's so bad. It's so bad.
You know what? I'm glad I got out when I
did.
I'm
on Flonase. I'm on Claritin.
That makes sense why every time I come, there's like, I'm
every
like,
time
oh,
my dad
allergies.
Comes, it's worse. And me and him have always
wow.
had bad. Anyways, that
wow.
was just a tangent that I woke up to, and I was like, these
wow.
people.
Come on, guys.
Idiots.
Come on.
Anyways, that was my tangent. Getting back to our scary story. I'm going to lower my octave to get in the zone.
Get in the zone.
Okay. Again, not going to say the title. We're just going to dive right in. Hi, Taryn and Ashley. My name is Julia, and you can totally use my name. I just wanted to say that I absolutely love your guys' podcast, especially the October series. And even though you guys might not use this on the pod, it's just too crazy of a story not to share. So without further ado, let's get into it. I was born on November 2nd. For those of you that don't know, that's Dia de los Muertos. Which obviously...
Wait, what day?
November 2nd.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know that specific date.
Mm-hmm.
which obviously meant that I would have some sort of demonic connection, or so my mother says.
Oh, shoot.
The first time something supernatural happened was when I was 4 and I had a nightmare. In typical toddler fashion, I ran to my parents' room and crawled into their bed, wedging myself between them. Unfortunately, this position gave me a perfect view of their closet, which they always kept a crack open. And that night, I watched in terror as an old woman appeared out of nowhere, sitting in a rocking chair and knitting. And even more surprising were the two twin boys who also appeared, dancing around the old woman's chair in a haunting way. It was so vivid, I couldn't have mistaken it. And I wasn't sleeping because the terror was keeping me wide awake. Ugh. So who were these people? And more importantly, why didn't they have faces? Eventually, my eyes got heavy and the hypnotic dancing of the boys lulled me to sleep. The next time I saw the woman and the twin boys, I was 7 and had caught a nasty stomach bug. I was again wedged between my parents and finally done vomiting. When again, the woman appeared with a blink of my eyes, and so did the boys. But this time, they weren't dancing, and she wasn't knitting. They were all staring right at me with their faceless heads. Ew. I remember feeling terribly uneasy, and a chill ran down my spine as the boys joined arms and started skipping around the old woman. I remember puking, but this time it wasn't from sickness, it was from fear. When I again returned to the bed, they were gone. When I turned 8, we moved, which I was terribly relieved about because that meant no more horrifying old women and boys. The first few nights went by without incident. I was at ease in our new house and extremely happy until one night I had a terrible, terrible nightmare. I dreamt that I had been walking in a light gray room that seemed to go on forever. As I finally rounded the corner, I came across a large playpen made for children. There was a train, a helicopter, a bear, and a few other toys. The strange thing was, there was 2 of every toy. Perplexed, I continued down the hallway to find more items in pairs. 2 TVs, 2 bunk beds, 2 guitars, and so on. Once I finally reached the end of these strange duos, there was one last pair of something that made me stop cold. They were a pair of scissors, and they were both covered in blood. I immediately felt strange, as if I knew something terrible had been done with these. Hurriedly, I rushed down the hallway only to be met with the 2 twin boys with no faces standing side by side. They were both holding hands, and their hands were covered in blood. Ew. Fear rooted me to my spot as I realized that the blood wasn't just on their hands. It was all over the sides of their heads where their ears were. Well, where their ears would have been.
Ew. Ew.
If they hadn't been brutally chopped off with, I'm assuming, the scissors.
Oh, God.
I tried to turn and run away, but one reached out and scratched my arm. The pain jolted me awake, and I was drenched in sweat from this night terror. As I went to wipe the sweat from my head, I realized my arm had long scratches on it, as if someone had scratched me. Knowing that this was they could touch you.
I'm literally crying.
That is some Krueger shit right there. That is some Freddy Krueger nonsense. I will not have it. I will not have it.
I will not have it.
Oof.
Oh God. Okay. I literally have tears. Look.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like that.
Knowing this was no coincidence, I rushed to my parents' room and prayed that the old woman and boys wouldn't be there. But no such luck. They were there, still doing their eerie dance, but this time, without ears. I hid under the covers until I fell asleep and hoped to God that I was just imagining things. Years pass without anything else happening, and for a while, I genuinely thought I imagined it, save for the scratches on my arm that proved it. But scratches heal, and fear is forgotten. Until about 3 months ago. I'm 16 now, and much too old to be scared by silly things like earless twin boys I'm sure that I had imagined. But recently, the fear has been brought back, only 10 times worse. When I was on a walk a couple of months ago, I had a sickening feeling that I was being watched. But there was no one there. I shook it off and continued my walk, looking back every so often. I know that feeling when you're like, you're looking, no one's there, you look again, but you have this feeling. Oh, yeah. It's the worst feeling. On probably my fifth look behind me, I stopped in fear. Two small pairs of shoe marks were trailing behind me in the muddy part of the path.
What?
Weird thing was, these were fresh, and I would definitely, she writes in all caps, have noticed two children trailing behind me. Memories of the twin boys had me running home as fast as I could, and much to my dismay, the footsteps followed. I tried to ignore it, and for a few days, it worked. Until one night, as I was just about to fall asleep, I saw it. The old woman was sitting in the chair I had in the corner of my room, and the twin boys were dancing around her. I felt as though I could scream. Not only are they still following me, but now they're haunting me in my own room.
Oh, because it's always been in the parents'
room. Uh-huh. Eventually, I fell asleep, and like always, they were gone when I awoke. A couple of weeks go by, and my parents pull out a family album, and we all enjoy looking at them together. Until I noticed a picture that made me freeze. It was a picture of the old woman. And she was knitting, only this time she had a face. The picture was titled, In Her Element, 1959. I asked my father who that was, because it was his side of the family. He told me that was his great-grandmother, Sloane, who had supposedly been a fortune teller. He said, if you wanted to know something about your death, you could ask her because she could always tell you how you died. Terrified,
would
I asked.
Would you want to know?
No. No.
I don't think
I'd rather live.
Know
I'd rather live. I don't know.
Yeah.
My answer is no.
I don't know either.
Firm, strong answer. No.
No.
Terrified, I asked him how. He said that if it was urgent enough, she would haunt your dreams until you ask her directly. And then she would tell you. I asked, how? How could she do that? And he answered with, well, she had two twin boys, and she was positive something bad was going to happen to them. And no matter how often she haunted their dreams, they wouldn't ask her directly. And if you don't ask her, she can't tell you since you're not willing. Near tears, I asked my dad how they died. Oh, they cut each other's ears off and bled out. Pretty screwed up since they were only 9. That night, when she appeared with the boys rocking and knitting on her chair.
Oh, God.
I wasn't afraid when I asked her how I was going to die.
No.
And she said, clear as day, I don't know. All I know is that something very bad will happen to you. I do not know how, and I do not know when, but it will be terrible. She stops, suddenly and solemnly, and then says, stay away from closets.
Okay.
The end.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm going to add this to one of the stories that I will okay. never be able to unsee again, because the picture I'm painting in my head is horrifying. It's so bad.
Okay.
And this one is titled The Old Woman and Twins in My Closet. So, like, what does that mean?
Can you respond to her and ask her if this is real?
I know. Did
no, I don't.
I would love if you just wrote a spooky story for us.
I'm going to tell myself that is what happened.
I would love that, because that's terrifying.
I hate that so much. And just now, I'm ready for October series to be over.
Yeah.
That
was the cherry. I'm done. Spooky season, over it. We're good.
Stay away from. So obviously, someone's gonna be hiding in a closet.
I mean, we don't know. Maybe she's in her closet and the roof caves in on her. Or maybe she's in her closet and.
Well, I would first of all, I would never enter a closet ever again.
No closets. Not an option.
I would get a weapon and I would marry anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone. As long as he's ginormous and fights, I would marry him right away. And he would go check a closet every hour.
Yeah. You know, I think you can hire people to move your stuff for you. I would have them go into your closet, grab all your things, and just get some racks, put them in the living room. Put them in the bedroom, anywhere. And then just board just your closet shut. Every single one of them. Like coat closets, any kind of any closet. Just seal it.
So much.
Seal it up. We don't have time for that.
I hate that so much.
Oof. Oof.
If I could time travel, I would time travel to before you read that story. And I would like, just leave.
Remember when I almost didn't read the story?
Remember I was like, it's meant to be. No, that was the devil. The devil did this. Oh, God.
The devil worked his trickery, and here we are. Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm going to read 17 dad jokes. I'm literally just going to go down the line. Just read them.
Let's just power through a few.
Why did the ghost go into the bar? For the booze.
Oh, yeah. That was good. That was a good one.
Why did the ghost starch his sheet? Because he wanted to... What? He wanted everyone scared stiff.
Death.
What does a panda ghost eat? Bamboo. Why did the ghost quit studying? Because he was too ghoul for school.
Wow. Incredible.
Where do ghosts buy their food? At the ghostry store.
I was going to say ghostry mart, but then we were, you know, talking at the same time and I figured it out.
What does the ghost mom say when she gets in the car? Fasten your sheet belts.
Oh, my God. Okay, oh, my God.
I feel better.
That was great. I feel significantly better. And that is why we have dad jokes at the end, guys. That is why. Guys, really just want to reiterate this again. We had the absolute best time this year for October series. Thank you so much for sharing your stories. We will not be sleeping tonight. Say your prayers, kids.
I've never needed a break in a story than I did during that one. That scared the actual crap
also
out of me.
Also really, really well written.
Oh, yeah.
You should make that a movie. You should write a screenplay and submit that because you should pitch that because I could see that doing really well.
I could see that doing really well. I would need therapy because I would be able to sleep paranoid.
I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Ow.
I would have to sleep with people around me.
Well, now they're going to be gone.
Who are paid. Oh, because she got her answer. Yeah.
So, like, cool.
But I still saw it. Like, I won't be able to unsee that. So now when I go to bed, it's too much. It's too much.
I need to leave.
Yeah.
I need to go pee.
Thank you guys so much for sharing in the season with us. We will see you guys next year.
Love you.
Talk to y'all next year.
So much. We need a year to recover. And then
also,
we'll
just to clarify, this doesn't mean that our podcast ends.
Yeah.
We are going to continue posting episodes, our regularly scheduled content every single Monday. It's not as spooky, but it's just as fun. So.
Yes. And we have some fun things coming up. We have a couple fun guests scheduled. We have some other fun things in the talks. So definitely keep listening and follow us on all the socials to keep updated. And we love you.
We love you.
Stay safe, everyone, tonight. And
happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Bye.